Vermont's chief medical examiner has ruled the death of 54-year-old Douglas Kilburn was a homicide. Just 3 days before the Burlington man was found dead, he was in an altercation with Burlington police outside UVM Medical Center. Plenty of questions remain around Kilburn's death on March 14th. Kilburn's death certificate lists several contributing factors, including skull fractures from an impact. According to police, Kilburn assaulted a police officer outside the emergency department of UVM Medical Center on March 11th, leading an officer to punch him in the face. Burlington's police union is defending the officer's actions. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has been covering this story, and he joins me now. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Henry.
What do we know so far about what led to Kilburn's death?
Well, we know that Kilburn was in an altercation, as you said, with the police. He got in a fight with Officer Corey Campbell. Kilburn was at UVM Medical Center and was blocking the ambulance bay with his car. Officer Campbell told him to leave or face arrest, and Kilburn punched Campbell in the face. Officer Campbell responded by punching Kilburn a few times in the head and brought him to the ground and handcuffed him. Kilburn was brought to the medical center and treated for fractures to his skull and then released the next day. A few days later, Kilburn was found dead in his apartment.
Okay, and today this death certificate for Kilburn came out. What does that say?
Well, the death certificate says that the death was a homicide. And it's important to note that this is a medical, we're talking about a medical definition of homicide, not legal. And so what essentially that's saying is that it's possible the actions of Campbell caused that death. It's not making a legal determination there. The medical examiner couldn't determine an exact cause of death, but he did list several underlying contributing factors to the death of Mr. Kilburn, including skull fractures due to a blunt impact. There are also a number of other contributing factors like hypertension and obesity listed on the death certificate.
And so Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo held a press conference today. What did he say about this incident?
He was laying out some of the details about what's happened. You know, he was saying that he wants to try to be transparent and explain as much as he can with this situation. Vermont State Police are investigating this incident right now. That was a determination that was made after Burlington police found that Mr. Kilburn had died. They decided to ask Vermont State Police to come in and conduct the investigation since Mr. Kilburn had been in an altercation with a Burlington police officer a few days ago. But Chief Del Pozo sort of was just laying out, you know, some of the things about the incident, kind of the fight that had happened. And he also told reporters Officer Campbell's on administrative duty right now. And he said that he wasn't going to make any judgment on if Campbell's use of force was justified since Vermont State Police is investigating the situation. But he did say, in general, if police are in a fight, they are allowed to defend themselves.
From the Vermont Police Academy at the very beginning onward here, and in every police academy I'm aware of, it's made clear that an officer may punch someone in the head if doing so is necessary to defend him or herself.
And so the union representing Burlington police officers quickly came to Officer Corey Campbell's defense today. And what did they say?
Well, they strongly defended the actions of Officer Campbell. They said that the medical examiner's finding that the death was a homicide doesn't mean that Officer Campbell did anything wrong. In fact, the union says that Campbell acted in a way that was justified based on the situation. The union says that Campbell was attacked, and he reacted in the way he was trained to and responded with a justifiable use of force.
And what comes next as this investigation goes on?
Vermont State Police are still investigating, so they will complete their investigation, and then the Attorney General's office will review the incident. And Burlington Police, after all of those reviews are done, will conduct their own internal investigation.
That's VPR's Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks.
You bet.